Lawson. Amen. Sure is a joy to be back at Temple Baptist tonight. It's already been a good day in the Lord. I'm just thankful for his blessings. This morning we had the opportunity and such a good service at Blessed Hope Baptist in South Knoxville, another church that man connected me up with many years ago. I appreciate Brother Barry. Appreciate Brother Roger and a lot of the others and my friends here in the church. When you've been here, the times I've been here, I feel at home. This is like a second home to me, so I'm not a stranger, and I thank God for the friendships. I cherish those. If you got your Bibles tonight and want to turn to the book of Ruth, you can go ahead and turn to chapter number 2 in the book of Ruth, and we'll read a couple of scriptures here, a couple of verses of scripture here in the Word of God. As you're standing, I pulled something out of my Bible. I had a young lady come up to me this morning after church, and she just put in here to thank you for preaching and just have a good day. And she even drew me a picture on the back. And some would laugh and say, oh, what a sweet. This is what keeps preachers like myself going. Amen. These are the precious things. Come from a little girl that just handed me a note after the service. And I thank God. I thank God that we can look across the church and see young people still in the house of God. I'm very thankful for that. In the book of Ruth, chapter number 2, verses number 11 and 12. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Our Heavenly Father, as we read this scripture tonight, God, I realize my heart is burdened. A lot going on in my mind these days. And you know our heart. You know the intents of our heart. And God, we're back in a place tonight in this church, and we're standing behind this sacred place. And I don't take this lightly, Lord, and I'd ask you just to anoint us, fill us with your precious power, God. Use us as your mouthpiece. Allow us to preach as if it were the very last time, and it very well may be that we'd have this opportunity. We don't take this lightly. We give you the glory, give you the honor, give you all the praise for what you're going to do tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Want you to think on this topic tonight for just a few moments. There's a lot of messages that this preacher preaches out of the book of Ruth. But this message tonight, I just want you to think on this. Trusting under God's wings. Trusting under God's wings. Boaz said some things to Ruth here in this scripture. And what caught my attention was verse 12, the latter part, when it was said, under whose wings thou art come to trust. I noticed the book of Ruth, and all of us probably understand, most of us in here tonight, this book. You don't need a preacher to go through it trying to describe or trying to explain some of these things to most of you. But we realize that in this book there's a lot of characters, Elimelech being one of them. His name meaning, my God is king. Then he has a wife, Naomi. Her name means pleasant. And then we see them leaving a place of bread, which is Bethlehem, Judah. We understand the story as it unfolds. And may I say this, I'm just going to pause tonight for just a moment and kind of hammer this down, if I may, real quick from this pulpit. When you leave, you lose. Let me go ahead and just say that to you tonight. Now I know maybe not in every case, but most often when you leave, you lose. It was the case of Elimelech. It was the case of Naomi. It was the case of their two sons. When they left, they lose. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Bad things happen in good places, folks. Let me say something tonight from behind this pulpit, in this house of God. If you're a member here, if you're planted here, then decide to bloom where you're planted. Good things, bad things sometimes may come. Storms may come. Trials may come in the house of God. You stay planted, my friend. There's never been a Christian that's made strong by being rooted up constantly. If you leave, you lose. Mark that down tonight. And I'll also say this, they thought they had it bad. They left Bethlehem, Judah, because things in their mind was very bad. They found out how bad it was when they got settled down in Moab. It wasn't as bad as they thought. And then they suffered a famine in Bethlehem, Judah, but there wasn't a one of them died there. They died in Moab. I want you to get a picture here from the book of Ruth. I want to give you a picture of what might happen when somebody leaves where God has planted them, where God has put them. Amen. Stay under his wings where he puts you. Yeah. And stay there and honor and worship a true and a living God. Amen. Then let's look here a little bit further as we go on over. And we see here in the scriptures, we get over to chapter number 2 where I've read to you. And Boaz enters the picture. My, oh my, oh my. He was older. He was wealthier. He was a near kinsman. Praise God, he was single. Amen. Listen this evening. He set his eyes all of a sudden. Ruth had asked Naomi or told her, I'm going to glean in the fields. I'm going to get us something to eat. Get us something for nourishment. And she got over in those fields and Boaz saw her. Boaz saw her. If I may say this tonight, I can remember Brother Lawson many years ago. It's been some time now, but I can remember in a field when I looked across and I saw my precious wife Priscilla. I saw her there. She was just a beauty, and I kind of fell in love with her. You say you saw her in a field too? Yeah, it was a park in Nashville. Amen. I saw her and I thought, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was singing a song. I sung a song there and she came up to me. I didn't know her that well, but she came up to me and she said, if you'd sing like that to me, amen. And that's all it took, folks. That is the rest of the story. I've been singing to her for many years now, glory to God. And I can imagine Boaz as he saw Ruth here in this field. And all of a sudden, they go down. He asks her, he speaks with her, he talks with her, and then he tells them to just drop some handfuls of purpose for her. And then he tells her, hey, you can drink of the water of Bethlehem, the wells that are brought to my servants. The water's there for you. The food's there. You can park yourself at my servant's table and my table and eat there. Boaz saw something in Ruth. And boy, he was inspired. See, talk gets around. We Baptists like to talk sometimes. Help us, Lord. Amen. But listen to me tonight. There was some talk got around. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because these scriptures that I just read to you will tell you that story. Boaz all of a sudden realized that Ruth had helped her mother-in-law. He realized that she had left some things behind. She had left after the death of her husband. We know the story that Naomi's children had died as well as her husband Elimelech. And all of a sudden, Boaz says, the Lord recompense thy work. He was thanking her for what she had done. He was telling her that there's going to be a full reward be given thee of the Lord because under his wings you've learned to trust. Under God's wings. I'm going to tell you something very precious tonight. And that is the wings of an everlasting God. And you'll understand that. Oh, there's nothing more precious this side of heaven than being found under his wings. You say, well, how important was this man Boaz? This man was very important because in the Bible he has a famous mother. He has a famous mother. She's known in God's word. Most folks would pin her down. Some would disagree or say it's a grandmother or a mother. Her name is Rahab the harlot. That is this man's mother. And you say, well, I don't like that name. I don't like that person very much. Well, be very careful because along with Ruth, she's part of our Lord and Savior's family tree. Amen. Praise God. She also is recorded as one of the heroes of faith over in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 31. The Bible mentions Rahab once again. What a tribute to Boaz's mother. So he realized some things. I believe it taught him some things of his early life. He was a single man and he was an older man. He had remained that way, maybe because of his past, maybe because of the way he's brought up and things he saw in his early life. But all of a sudden, his heart's been taken away by Ruth. And he wants to reward her. And I want you to notice some things Ruth
Saul. We'll be finished here in just a few moments. I won't be long tonight. I've also got a few things that kind of keep me in one place these days, and everything that's things that are going on in her health and in her life. And I thank God for some things that when we read this Bible and we see, I want to point out just a few things about Ruth. The first thing I want to point out tonight is that Ruth realized that her world had no wings. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Her world had no wings. She came from Moab. She came from Moab. Here's a little bit about Moab. King Balak hired Balaam to curse Israel out of Moab. Moab also oppressed the children of Israel under Elon for 18 years. They oppressed them. And then here's something else about Moab that you may not know. Moab worshipped a lot of pagan gods, a lot of idolatry found in the land of Moab. But the main pagan god, one of the main ones, was called Chemosh, and requires a sacrifice of infants. Oh my gracious. Let me just stop a moment again, if I may, here in the book of Ruth, and tell everybody here to watch out and mark any nation, any society that would abuse or kill a precious child. Amen. Amen and amen. But we're talking about Moab. She had come to a place in her life, thank God, that she realized that her world had no wings. This world has no wings. You say, what are you talking about? Well, let me get very personal. There ain't no rescue missions that have been started by the beer companies. Amen. This world has no wings. No wings whatsoever. They can't cover. They can't shelter. Have no wings. Another thing about this world. There's no homes for addicts that have been funded by the drug dealers. Amen. And they could care less. Why? Because this world has no wings. Another thing that I was studying on and come to my mind is there's no marriage counselors. No marriage counselors provided by the pornography industry. Amen. You say, why, preacher? Because this world has no wings. This world will use you. This world will abuse you. And then when they're finished, they'll throw you to the curb like a piece of trash that they consider you to be. Amen and amen. She had come to the place under God's wings to realize that her world had none. Amen. There was no wings in Moab. This world is not my home. Praise God. I'm only passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I'm trying my best to stay here. Amen. Praise God Almighty. Listen to me. Under his wings, she had found herself and she learned to trust. Oh, what a beautiful picture. Something else about Naomi, or about Ruth rather. Another thing about her is she trust. Her trust brought her to a place of obedience. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Let me tell you something. You can't have trust without obedience. You can't have obedience without trust. They go hand in hand. And Ruth found something very precious while in Moab from a lady that had absolutely no testimony at this time. You say, Naomi had a testimony. Oh, my friends, I differ with you. She was the very one that told them both to go back to your pagan gods. Go back to your idolatry. Go back to your country. Don't you wait on me. I'll not have sons again. Listen to me, but Ruth saw something in Naomi that did something in her heart and began to turn the wheels of her heart. And my friend, her trust brought obedience. You say you believe that? Yes, I do. We know the scripture, but I want to read it. Ruth chapter number 1, verse 16, 17 says this, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. I can almost hear her getting bolder and bolder as she's penning down these words. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Praise God. You say, what happened? She found herself under God's wings. She found herself trusting under God's wings, and it brought obedience. It would pay every one of us to be obedient. Wonder what would happen in an independent, fundamental, missionary Baptist church if we got obedient, amen. If we just learned to trust Almighty God and find ourselves under his wings. Oh, my gracious. I wonder what would happen if we found ourselves here, if we found ourselves in this position. You say, what about her? She found herself under God's wings, and she decided, you know what? I'm not going to depart. I've been in the ministry many years, Brother Roger. I've seen a lot of different things. I got some scars, brother. The very first time I ever came to this church, I remember the very first message when I walked in this church. I had prayed. I was a nervous wreck. You say, why was you a nervous wreck? Because I was going to fill the pulpit of Pastor Charles Lawson. And that made me a nervous wreck. I remember I was in Jacksboro, Tennessee. My little mama, we'd had a party. And I was there at Jacksboro. And I knew on Sunday evening I was coming for the first time to Temple Baptist Church in Fountain City. I'd watch this man. I watch him. I watch a lot of the broadcasts. I love his preaching. I love the man of God. I love any man of God that'll stand on the word of God. Amen. And I remember that night. I remember crying out to God as I traveled this way. My wife was with me, and I was nervous as could be. I told her, I said, oh, my gracious. I haven't felt this way in a long time. And by the way, I want to stay nervous every time I get up behind this pulpit. It humbles me. It does something to me. I do not regret it. I do never want it to leave. I want to stay nervous for the glory of God. I preached on when you find yourself sitting in ashes. I remember it's never left me. One of the hardest messages, it's my testimony. I've got some scars. I realize that the world has no wings. I realize that this world is not my home. This world does not like me. This world, matter of fact, despises someone like me. Oh, the old time preaching, a rear back with one gear and let her fly, is a thing of the past in most places. But glory to God, until I take my last breath, I'm going to keep on preaching with one gear, brother. Amen. Not let up. Why? Because years ago, I learned to trust under God's wings. And oh, what a precious place it is. Oh, what a precious place it is. Let's move on real quick. I want to point this out too. Her trust built a testimony. Ruth had a testimony. And that's what really triggered. You can say, and I believe she was. I believe she's a beautiful lady. I believe Ruth was a beautiful lady to catch the eyes of Boaz. But I'll be honest with you. One of the things that'll make a lady most beautiful is her testimony. One of the things that'll make a man stand out more than anything is their testimony. The one thing that when you take your last breath will not leave, will not die, is your testimony. Amen. We're going to leave that behind, whether good or bad. She built a testimony. Then I thought about that, and I thought something else. Her trust provided a refuge. Oh, praise God. All of a sudden, something Ruth had never, ever had before, she now has. She has a refuge. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about a precious scripture found in the Bible over in the book of Psalms, chapter 91, where the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen and amen. Here lately, I've found out that I need to trust all the more in this refuge. The older I get and the things that we face in this life, I realize that I need to trust in an everlasting God. And I need to find myself, as Ruth did, under his wings. Under his wings. See, what you may not realize is when a baby bird is put under the wings of its mother or its parent or its father, those wings come together and they have little prongs on the end of them that will literally make a locking mechanism to where the storms, the waves, the trials, the tribulations, the heartaches, the sorrows, the thieves that try to break through and steal, the accusers, the mockers, cannot get to them as long as they're under the wings. Amen. As long as they were under those wings. She found and she learned and she trusted And all of a sudden it prepared for her, provided for her a refuge. Under his wings, she found out is a safe place. Under his wings, she found out is a secure place. Under his wings, she found out is a satisfying place. Under his wings, she found out is a sacred place. Amen. Under the wings of Almighty God. I'll end tonight and just kind of tone it down here real quick and give you what God has given me. I will say tonight that I've learned more lately how to come to this place of refuge. Under the shadow of his wings, I got to looking at that a little bit farther, Brother Lawson, and realized it gets a little deeper than what this preacher may even be able to go. You say, what are you talking about? Well, there's a key word here in the first verse that I read to you in Psalms 91. The key word is secret. In the Old Testament, there was just one secret place. One secret place. You say, I don't understand what you... Well, you'd have to go to the tabernacle. And you'd have to walk through the outer court. You'd have to go into the holy place. And then you come to a secret place. A place that no one else could go. It was the Holy of Holies. Only that priest, and he better be right with God. You say, I don't know about that preacher. Oh, yes, trust me. Trust me, that's what Psalms 91 is talking about, friend. Oh, what a refuge. You say, I don't understand. In that Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Covenant. And shadowing that Ark of the Covenant with cherub's wings. There they were. God met there when Jesus died on Mount Calvary. And that temple, or that veil rather, was rent from top to bottom. When it was torn in two, it gave you and I access. I have access tonight to the Holy of Holies. And I'm covered under the shadow of his wings. Praise God Almighty. Woo, glory to God. That'll put a preacher on shouting ground. Yes, I don't mind shouting. Amen. Listen to me tonight. I've had to find a lot of refuge. Here just recently, a little boy in our church gets the flu. From the flu, they get him to the children's hospital. From the children's hospital, we get the news that they're getting him to Vanderbilt as quick as they can. This little boy is a wonderful little boy. Just got saved last year in our church. Wonderful family, a new family in our church. And all of a sudden, tragedy has hit this family in a way that they were not prepared for. And I thought about how we need this refuge in a time like this. That little boy had to undergo open heart surgery. The flu had gotten to his heart. A blood clot had formed in his heart. And they had to do open heart surgery and leave him open. For days, they left this little boy open. Had him on a machine, and things looked grim. Things looked very grim. And a church come together, it broke her heart. And all of a sudden, thank God for my Lord and Savior that I have a place of refuge. We opened the door 24/7, and all of a sudden people could come and pray. Prayed all through the night, crying out to Almighty God to hear our prayers. You say, what are you trying to say? That same God that Ruth trusted in, those same wings that she trusted in, is the very wings of refuge that I trust in tonight. Glory to God. God from heaven heard her prayer. Amen. That little boy was sitting in our church Sunday night in a wheelchair. Amen. For this past Wednesday night, sitting in the house of God. You say, why, brother? Because we've learned to trust under his wings. Oh, what a testimony. In that place of refuge, the mother got on and said, pray for another child. She had already met a family up there and was praying for their child that was waiting a transplant. And she was already witnessing to another family. And I said, glory to God. That family has got it. They've got it. They've learned to trust under his wings. Oh, how precious it is when we learn this. And then as I end tonight, I will say this. Gets even more intense. I've got a wife sitting back here tonight. My precious wife has been sick since October. Very sick. Very, very sick. The sickest I've ever seen. My wife, I've never seen her this way. She's sitting here tonight by the grace of God. She's with me. But she's battling some things. Some things that we don't even know. The outcome, we don't even know what's going to happen right yet. We're just trusting God. And Priscilla, Thank God that you and I both can get down under the wings of Almighty God and let His feathers cover us. He has healing, healing, healing in these wings. Amen. Oh, I'm so thankful that we understand a place of refuge. That's why I can stand here and preach this message tonight, because I do understand, oh, that trust, it provides a refuge. Amen. We all need a refuge. I do not know what you're going through tonight. I have no idea as I come to this place tonight. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you the truth from my heart. And I know you hear a lot of preachers say this, but I had an entirely different message to preach. And I got up in the shower this morning, began to shout in the shower. Amen. That's a good thing when a preacher shouts in the shower. Amen. Got to shouting in the shower. And God took the message I had for here tonight and said, preach it to Blessed Hope. I got another one for you. Amen. I got another one for this church. And that's what we did. That's what we did. We marched there this morning and we preached on a great white throne judgment and a final goodbye. But tonight, for whatever reason, God knows there's somebody. Listen to me real close. Amen. I'm done. This preacher's done. I am going to have to step out. I'm not far from it. Amen. Listen to me real close. Someone needs this tonight. You need to be reminded that you can trust under His wings. Someone in this place tonight, or some people tonight, this is a good crowd on a Sunday night. So I'm convinced there's more than a few that are in this place tonight, that God did not send this preacher by accident from Loudoun, Tennessee to North Knoxville so that I could just preach a message and walk out the doors. This is hitting home. Somebody needs to trust under God's wings. You may need to renew that trust and say, God, oh, I've forgotten how precious it is to just cuddle up closer to You. And I forgot how precious it is to have a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Oh, God, thank You for reminding my heart and reminding me that I have a place of refuge that I can trust under Your wings. I'm Your child and You're my Father. Tonight, I'm going to turn it over to the pastor, because I believe he's got a special prayer time. And I'm going to turn it over to this man of God. But I'm going to ask you to allow God to speak to your heart. If you've been touched here tonight, you be obedient to Almighty God. You do what God would have you do. My friend, there's nothing more precious than to trust under His wings.